الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. علماء اكرام, most respected elders, brothers and sisters who may be listening over the receivers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I selected some verses of poetry of our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, which are actually a manzoom waz. It's a nazam, but every verse is advice. Every verse is a bayan in itself. And every verse of it is immersed in the ishq and the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is something that we need to strive to acquire, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has love for something, then not only does it become easy to follow the commands of the beloved, then it becomes enjoyable to follow the commands of the beloved. Then he loves what the beloved loves. Then he will love what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves. He will love also what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves. It won't be a burden on him to do. In fact, it will be a burden on him to go against what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam are saying. And therefore, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the fuel that will help us to soar in the skies. These verses that I selected are entitled Jab Dil Se Unhe Hum Chahenge Wo Khud Hi Karam Farmayenge. When we ourselves are going to want Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala is going to Himself become ours also. But we must want it from the deep recesses of our heart. It is something that we should want, something that we should strive. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, Allah Ta'ala to apni dosti ka taj har kisi ke sar pe rakhna chahta hai. Allah Ta'ala wants to put the crown of His friendship on everyone's head. It's not that He wants, no, you must be from a certain gam in India, then you can become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. It's not like that. Or your three generations must be Hafiz Alim, then all your sons and daughters must be Hafiz Alim, then you can become the friend of Allah. There's no such thing. Allah Ta'ala wants to put the crown of friendship on every single one's head. All it requires is that we must want it. If we want it, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give it to us. He already wants it. It's just that now we must want it. I'll just recite the verses, and then as we go along, inshallah, on the even nights, we'll discuss some of them.
اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے. مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج, جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے, پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بھلا کیا پائیں گے. پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بھلا کیا پائیں گے. آتا ہے مجھے نالوں میں مزہ, اے زاہد نادا طنز نہ کر. آتا ہے مجھے نالوں میں مزہ, اے زاہد نادا طنز نہ کر. جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے, پھر کیوں نہ ہمیں تڑپائیں گے. جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے, پھر کیوں نہ ہمیں تڑپائیں گے. کیوں آہ میں کچھ تاثیر نہیں, کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں. کیوں آہ میں کچھ تاثیر نہیں, کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں. جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں, منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے. جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں, منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے. جائیں گی کبھی آہے دل کی بالائے فلک تا عرش بری, جائیں گے کبھی آہے دل کی بالائے فلک تا عرش بری. یہ درد و محبت کے نالے رنگ کچھ رنگ تو اپنا لائیں گے. یہ درد و محبت کے نالے کچھ رنگ تو اپنا لائیں گے. جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے, محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب ذوق. جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے, محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب ذوق. پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود اڑ کے وہاں آ جائیں گے. پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود اڑ کے وہاں آ جائیں گے. تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دھو, تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو, بس خون میں لتھڑی رہنے دو. کل خون شہادت میں لتھڑا, یہ جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے. کل خون شہادت میں لتھڑا, یہ جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے. اختر کو جو تو نے دولت غم, بخشی ہے بفیض پیر ہدا، امید ہے تجھ سے بار خدا، اس درد کا درما پائیں گے.
If only we knew Urdu. If only we knew Urdu. Once I remember Hazrat mentioned about his own poetry. He said, Is darje halawat hai mere tarze bayan mein? Is darje halawat hai mere tarze bayan mein? Ke khud meri zabaan apni zabaan choos rahi hai. The level of enjoyment that there is in my very own speech is such that my tongue is sucking its own tongue. That is the level of sweetness that there is. And therefore we should strive to learn these languages. It's important. Talk to the children in these languages. He says, اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے. Now for the sake of the love of Allah تبارک و تعالی, I'm going to shed tears of blood to gain the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is what I'm going to do. I'm going to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I cannot leave out my sins, what am I going to do? I'm going to cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I remember Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to give the example so very often. He says, we as adults need to learn from little children. We need to learn from little children, toddlers, babies, infants. When they are hungry, then they cry. And when they are thirsty, then they cry. And when they need a change, then they cry. And when they are sick, they cry. And sometimes when they just want attention, then they cry. We need to cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is extremely important. And he used to say that we cry for everything. When our dog dies, we cry. And our budgie died, we cry. Have we ever cried and shed bloods, tears of blood, or tears even, for the sake of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us one dua. Allahumma rzuqni aynaini hattalatain. Oh Allah, grant me eyes that sob in your path. Ya Allah, grant me eyes that sob. And this crying is such that it will not bring depression. Crying in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it makes the heart lighter. And it will chase away depression. It will bring serenity, it will bring comfort, it will bring joy. But you have to try to cry. You have to try to cry. And then see what then doesn't happen. اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے. I'm going to shed tears of blood and get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
نہیں چھوٹتی لت اگر معصیت کی تو رکھ دے تو سر اپنا چوکھٹ پہ رب کی. نہیں چھوٹتی رب اگر نہیں چھوٹتی لت اگر معصیت کی تو رکھ دے تو سر اپنا چوکھٹ پہ رب کی. کہ محبوب ہے بارگاہ صمد میں ندامت کے آنسو ندامت کی باتیں.
If we can't give up sins, then what must we do? What must we do? Then you put your head on the doorstep of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that's what the people in itikaf are all over the world. They are at the doorstep of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are there to cry and sob and for their hearts to throb in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is what it's all about. So if we are finding it difficult to tread the path towards Allah ta'ala, then put your head into sajda.
اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر.
Cry before Allah تبارک و تعالی. Ask I remember Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, Mangne wala mehroom nahi hota hai, darne wale ki hifazat ki jati hai. The person who begs, he is never ever deprived. Never. It can never happen that the person asks Allah Ta'ala for something and he doesn't get it. It's just not possible. Every single dua of ours is answered. Every one of them. Sometimes a person gets what he asks for, and sometimes he gets something better than that, and sometimes some calamity is removed from his way because of the barakat of that very dua, and sometimes that dua he will see the manifestation of that in the hereafter. But every single dua is answered. It is responded to. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'ani. Allah Ta'ala says, when my servants ask you about me, then tell them that I am very, very close. I respond to the call of the caller when he calls me. But there must be someone to call. We must be at least calling before Allah Ta'ala. Raise our hands and cry before Allah Tabaraka. Go into sajda and cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And see how Allah Ta'ala doesn't... Yesterday we were discussing at Masjid al-Salam that Allah Ta'ala mentioned the qualities of the muttaqeen in the fourth juz. And among the qualities are that Allah Ta'ala says, strive and strive to earn a jannat. The jannat, the width of it is the heavens and the earth. And that jannat has been prepared for the muttaqeen. And after that, Allah Ta'ala mentions some qualities. So from among their qualities are, إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, when they commit an indecent act, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or they wrong themselves. So from there we already come to know that a pious servant is not one who doesn't commit any sins. He might commit a sin. He might commit a sin. Because everyone is sinful. Everyone is a human being. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. But the best of those who commit sins is those who turn on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again. So immediately they remember Allah, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They remember Allah ta'ala immediately and they ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. جَبْ دِلْ سَي اُنْهَي هَمْ چَاهِنْگَي وَوْ خُدْ هِي كَرَمْ فَرْمَائِنْگَي. When we ourselves are going to want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the deep recesses of our hearts, Allah ta'ala himself will become ours as well. There's no such thing as we wanting Allah ta'ala and Allah ta'ala doesn't want us. We must make the effort, take a stand. Therefore, the gist of the hadith al-Qudsi is that you take a step before me and I'll take 10 steps. You come walking to me and I'll come running to you. But we must make the first step. Because we are the slaves. We are the servants. And then Allah Ta'ala will make jazb of us. And wallah, everything falls into place after that. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not ours, then nothing can be ours. And if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes ours, then everything is ours. The heavens will be ours, the earth will be ours. Everything will be ours. Wallah, everything will fall into place. All our difficulties will come right, because that is what Allah ta'ala promises. But we have to make an effort. Kamyabi to kaam se banti hai. Kamyabi to kaam se banti hai. Na ke husne kalam se banti hai. Zikr ke iltizam se banti hai. Fikr ke ihtimam se banti hai. Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzoob Rahmatullah Alayhi says that success is acquired with actions. Kamyabi in Urdu means success. And that success, in that word, there is one word that is calm. Calm. In other words, it needs some work. Everything in this world needs an effort. Everything. In English, they say, as you sow, so shall you reap. In Urdu, they say,
جتنی تمہاری قربانی اتنی خدا کی مہربانی. In Arabic, al-mushahada biqadar al-mujahada. It's a universal concept. To the extent that we are going to make an effort, to that extent Allah Ta'ala is going to come closer to us. But we must want it, and we must work towards it. And when we work towards it, jab dil se unhe hum chahenge, wo khud hi karam farmayenge. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. إن شاء الله we'll continue to discuss these verses. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, يا الله ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما, خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. يا الله forgive each and every one of us the sins that we committed in the light of day or darknesses of nights. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jao uska. Yahi raat din mein dua mangta hoon. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Ya Allah, there are so many who are asking for everything. Ya Allah, all I want is yours, you. Because if you become mine, then everything is mine. If you become ours, then everything is ours. The heavens will be ours and the earth will be ours. Ya Allah, grant us eyes that sob in your love and a heart that throbs in your love, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, hamein apna qurb naseeb farma, apni maarifat ata farma, apna yaqeen naseeb farma. تقوی والی زندگی عطا فرما, اخلاص کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, احسانی کیفیت عطا فرما. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan has gone by and we haven't been able to do any justice. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, do not let it be the last Ramadan of ours. Allahumma a'id alayna Ramadan a'waman adida wa azminatan madida wa nahnu fi sihhatin wa salamatin wa afiyatin wa hayatin sa'ida. يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن وفق لقيام ليلة القدر يا رب العالمين. يا الله, those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifa and cure. يا الله, those who are suffering any type of financial difficulty, open your floodgates of halal risk and sustenance. يا الله, those who have passed away, fill their qabars with noor. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, let it be a death of barakat in which the angels call out to us, Ya ayyatuha al-nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Ya Allah, all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for, Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that goodness, and from all the shar and the evils and the fitnas, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked for protection from. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.